And the drumming that you hear is Carbondale's own Zach Ritchie, who is one of 8 performers that will be featured at the Salon tomorrow night. I'm joined in studio by Cassidy Wiley, who is another one of those performers, and the curator, the one and only Alia Howe. How are you two?
I'm great. Thanks for having us,
Thanks
Riley.
For having us.
Thanks so much for stopping by the station. I think we can leave Zach playing a little bit in the background, this file that you sent to me. It builds an interesting tension in the interview, doesn't it?
It does.
It does.
So, Alia, why don't we begin by giving you an opportunity to share a little bit about this lineup. You were just telling me how excited you are.
I am, because magically when I start reaching out who would like to perform at the Salon, who's available, and then who just magically merges with the lineup, I really enjoy having a mix of local artists along with national and internationally touring artists, building relationships and connections. And this exciting lineup has film, Zach, who you just heard, who will play an improv. One of my most favorite comedians, AJ Finney from Denver. And also coming up from Denver is Cynthia Giannini and her student, Lucy Stewart, who I've heard so much about, who's a 16-year-old pre-professional ballerina who this summer was given a solo by Dwight Roden, who is the founder of a dance company called Complexions. And this is way up there in the top league. And so she's going to share a solo that she was given. So seeing someone right at the cusp of their career with her mentor, Cindy, who was a seasoned prima ballerina with the Joffrey Ballet, or actually they're called soloists, all on an equal footing because they're all soloists with the Joffrey. And then we have Cassidy Wiley, who's here, who I had the pleasure of working with and performing with at the Women's Voices, and then 2 other locals, Claudia and Eric Pina, who will be sharing their love of bachata.
You mentioned this ballerina and her mentor, and to me it really exemplifies how these salons are such an intimate view into the artistic process behind these performing arts. And I imagine, Cassidy, that your piece will be fairly similar. Are you going to be letting people into the process of writing a one-person play?
Yes, definitely. The piece that I'll be sharing at the Salon, this is the first time it will ever be in front of an audience, which is exciting. And it's early in the stages. I've written several of the scenes of this one-woman show that I've conceived, but it's in development, it's in flux, and I imagine that part of the feedback and the energy that I get from the audience will inform where the piece goes next.
I had the delight of catching that Voices project that you just mentioned, Alia, and Cassidy, I remember your piece was especially moving. Is
Thank
that
you.
A piece of your one-woman play?
Yes, okay. It is. It's a piece of the one-woman play.
So yeah. Could you share a little bit about the theme or some of the things that you're touching on?
Yeah. So the title that I have in mind right now is A Year of Dense Living. And it's basically an exploration of losing both of my parents and becoming a mother, and these themes of family and of parenthood and of growing up all kind of tied into my personal experience of this few years of very dense living.
Mm-hmm. And you do have Elliot with you in the studio
I
now,
do.
your 2-year-old son. And I don't think he's up to jumping on the mic just yet, but maybe he'll be following your footsteps.
He might, yeah. We'll see.
So this is fantastic. This is tomorrow at the launch pad in Carbondale. And what time does it start, Alia?
7:30 p.m. And I encourage you to get there a little bit early, especially if you have not purchased your tickets already, as we're almost 75-80% sold out. And also, when you get here early, you get to meet some of the artists. And part of the charm of a salon is this intimate performance, the artist sharing their creative process, the techniques it took to become proficient in their skills, what they're exploring. Marcia Kimpton, the filmmaker will be talking what it's like to be a woman making films in Hollywood, and as well as showing a trailer of her film Bardo Blues. So there's get there early, come chat with us. And also there's an intermission where you can mingle mostly with the artists who've already performed, the ones who are getting ready for the second half. We'll probably be in the green room getting prepped. But yes, Launchpad, 7:30 p.m. tomorrow.
And I think one thing I really enjoy about the events that are put on by Under Alia's umbrella is they tend to be sort of a one-time experience that, although there have been many salons, no two are very much alike at all. You know, they all bring something unique and new. Same with these storyteller events. So a unique opportunity tomorrow at the Launchpad. And where can people obtain tickets?
They can obtain tickets at Eventbrite. If you go to Eventbrite and just click on the Salon Carbondale, it will pull up the event. If you have any difficulty, you can call me, 970-309-2582. And Raleigh, you really hit on the point. The performing arts are things that happen in a moment and then they are gone. Yes, they can be documented on film, but the magic between the audience and performer is ephemeral. It's that magical moment in time, the interaction between the performers and the audience, the performers and each other, and the stars.
Cassidy, how does it feel for you to be a part of this? Is it the first time?
This is the first time that I'll be part of the salon. Yeah, I feel very grateful for the opportunity and excited to be in the company of a lot of other great artists. And again, just really looking forward. Okay, Elliot wants some more water. Really excited about the opportunity to interact with an audience, because that's something that's so unique to live performance, and it is something that can never be recreated. Between that unique audience and that unique performer. So I think it's just a special thing to be able to share this.
Will you be performing a piece of the play or just talking about the process?
I will be performing a piece of the play. Okay. Yeah. And I'm actually going to speak very little about my process. I kind of want the story to speak for itself.
Okay. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, other exciting news as well, while I have you here, Alia, Aspen Words and Katie and Kay are going to begin to develop a Valley's Youth Voices poetry sort of series, and the first meeting is coming up next week here at Katie and Kay. Do you want to tell us more about that?
Yes. For a while, I've been talking with Aspen Words about how do we maintain and continue supporting the momentum after the Visiting Slam Poets impact on the schools, usually around February time. And this is our start off. So 5 o'clock on Wednesday in the back room at KDNK, it's totally free and all youth poets are welcome to come. We will start generating new work. There'll be opportunities to share work, and 2-3 times a year, in the same space, we'll host a poetry slam, and so that the performance poets can really have a time, and people who want to give performance poetry a try will have an opportunity to share their voice, what's important to them, through poetry.
How is youth qualified for the purposes of this poetry?
I would probably say middle school. Okay. Up through high school, up to mentorship if you're beyond high school, 35 and on down.
Mm-hmm. Great. So really focusing, though, on cultivating the voices of school-age kids here in our valley.
Yes, but I really do want to invite the young adults, young professionals who like to write poetry to come in and share and be a part of the process. To help demonstrate how they're writing poetry, the vulnerability in performing. So, yes, focus on youth poets, but definitely want to really say, come on down, young professionals, and come play with writing too.
Well, Alia Howe and Cassidy Wiley, thank you both so much for stopping by Katie and Kay and express yourself to share some details about the salon tomorrow at the launch pad at 7:30.
Yep, 7:30.
Anything else that either of you'd like to add?
No. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
And we look forward to it.
Bye for now. See you tomorrow.